Gangbusters!
Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law departments throughout the United States, the only national program that brings you authentic police case history. Inside track. And our beautiful plant nearly turned into a funeral wreath in an attempt to crush a deadly racket.
Gangbusters has asked the Honorable Joseph L. Schering, Superintendent of Police, New Orleans, Louisiana, to narrate by proxy tonight's case. Superintendent Schering.
Thank you, Roger Foster, and good evening, Gangbusters listeners. Bourbon Street in the French Quarter of New Orleans probably is the scene of more nightlife per square foot than any other thoroughfare in the world. It was in a joint of the more sordid type that this case began one night several months ago. A sharply dressed man in his early 30s had been standing against a wall several feet from the weary piano player, observing what went on at the bar. After a half hour or so of this observation, he walked across the floor to a door in the back of the club.
Hutch. Come in, Ginger.
Yeah.
How's business out there, Ginger?
So slow, but that redhead is at the bar again.
Yeah?
Yeah, she walked in about 10 minutes ago.
Alone?
Alone. But I guarantee you she won't go out alone, Hutch. She started work on a guy already.
Oh.
What do you want me to do? Want me to throw her out?
Bring her in here. I want to talk to her.
What she needs is a good boat and a...
Ginger.
I'll get her.
Wait a second.
What's this going to be, another lecture?
It's going to be the same lecture. This is going to be a clean joint, Ginger. I don't want nobody kicked around. I don't want no muscle. Let the others live on rough stuff. This joint has got to stay without bruises.
Okay, I'll go home and get my kid gloves.
If there's any kicking around to be done here, I'll do it myself. And just watch out, you're not on the receiving end. I'll go get her.
Yeah, okay. All right, Hutch. We're not in business to kick people around.
Well, I don't know, sir. I don't even know your name.
Oh, that's easy. My name's Jack.
You, sister.
Me?
Yeah, you. Come on.
Oh, see here, friend.
You take it easy, pal. Let's go, sister.
Don't sister to me and get your hands off me.
Leave the lady alone.
She's no lady, pal. I'm doing you a favor, believe me. She's a lush worker.
Oh?
Let me go.
Now listen, here.
You're better off, pal. Harry, drink in the house with this gentleman.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot.
This way, sister. Don't fight me.
Okay, you win.
The boss wants to see you.
Why?
Don't ask me. For up to me, I'd throw you in the gutter. Okay, in there.
Much obliged.
Here she is, Hutch. Over there, sister.
The name is not sister.
Sit down, miss.
I can stand.
He said sit down.
Get your hands off.
Ginger.
What are you supposed to do, Hutch? You're supposed to handle these lush workers like they were duck's eggs?
Go on, Ginger. Get out of here. I'll take care of this.
For crying out loud.
Get out of here.
All right, I'm gone. Handle it your own way. See what it'll get you.
Listen, what's the beef?
Sit down. We'll talk about it.
Sister. Just call me sister.
Sit down, sister.
Thanks. Might as well, as long as I'm staying.
You don't mind if I smoke?
I don't care if you go up in flames.
You have one?
No, thanks. Never use them. Look, just tell me what the beef is and let me get out of here.
It's very simple. I don't care how many drunks you roll or how much you take off of them, more power to you. Just don't set up your marks in my place, that's all.
Where'd you get the idea I did anything like that? I'm a social worker by profession.
You set up a lumberman from Little Rock right outside in the bar last night. He got loaded and you rolled him for $150.
Little birdie told you?
Lumberman beefed to the cops. They were in here nosing around. Now look, I run a clean joint. It's got to stay clean. Do your business elsewhere. I don't want any cops nosing around in here. Is that plain?
All right. I'll take my business elsewhere.
Tell me something, will you?
What?
You're an awful pretty kid. Get a head on your shoulders. What do you need the rackets for?
Did you ever stand on your feet 8 hours a day for $32 a week, pushing buttons and pulling levers so housewives would have a jar of peach preserves to feed their kiddies?
No.
Well, I did. That's why I'm in the racket. Much easier on the feet. Next question?
What's your name?
Ellie.
Ellie what?
Ellie Lee. Used to be Ellie Stritzka. That's Strzyca. I changed it to Lee because I like to do things the hard way. 26 years old. The hair is naturally red, but I touch it up once in a while. I was born and raised in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Got my first taste of larceny in Wilkes-Barre. Tasted good. Got my first taste of jail, the Pennsylvania Reformatory for Women. That didn't taste too good. Came to New Orleans 2 weeks ago, and I'm on the make for the easiest dollar I can find. Is there anything else?
Yeah. What you doing later tonight?
I don't know. What am I doing?
You're having a few drinks and a big steak with a guy named Joe Hutchinson.
That's you?
Mm-hmm. That's me.
That's what I'm doing later tonight.
All right, come on.
Where?
Just come on.
All right. I'm a trusting soul.
Ginger. Ginger.
Yeah, Hutch, right here.
Okay, sister, hit the ties. Get out. Ginger, get in my car and take Miss Lee to my place.
What?
You heard the man.
I heard what he said, but I don't know what he meant.
Take her to my place and wait there with her until I get there.
Yeah. Okay, Hutch.
And be nice to her. She's a friend of mine.
Yeah. Come on, let's go.
Bye, Hutch. See you later.
Out that way, sister.
The name is Miss Lee. You heard what the man said. I'm a friend of his.
What a world.
Sergeant Gervais.
Hello, Sergeant. Cooper.
Yes, Ed?
She made the contact.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. She was trying to make the pickup at the bar. Ginger walked in on it. He took her back to Hutchinson's office. She stayed in there a while, then Hutch had Ginger drive her to his place.
Where are you, Ed?
I'm in a filling station across the street from Hutch's house.
Okay, stick there and keep your eyes open. Check with me every 15 minutes.
Yeah, I got you. So long.
United States Treasury Narcotics Bureau.
Let me talk to Mr. Sampson. This is Sergeant Gervais, New Orleans Detectives.
Yes, sir. I'll ring Mr. Sampson.
District Supervisor Sampson.
Hello, Art. Pete Gervais. I think we're in.
What happened?
Ellie tried to make a pickup at the bar. Ginger stepped in and took her to Hutch. Ed Cooper said she just went to Hutch's apartment.
Okay, Pete. It sounds all right. I got my fingers crossed.
Look, don't worry about the girl. She can take care of herself.
I hope so.
Believe me, she's the best we got.
This is a little bit different than nailing shoplifters, Pete.
Archie's a good cop. She's got a pretty face and lots of sense. We wanted somebody to get inside that mob. Okay, she's in, practically.
All right. But just warn her not to get too ambitious. All we want to know is how they land the stuff and where. Maybe she can pick that up by keeping her ears open. If she can't, that's all right, too. I don't want her pressing her luck. You're liable to have a dead policeman.
Which house is it, Ellie?
The second from the corner.
Second from the corner, Ginger.
I heard her.
Right there, in front of the lamppost. Well, thanks for...
I'll get it.
Oh, much obliged. You're a true friend.
That's nice to know.
The evening was an unexpected pleasure.
Come on, I'll see you.
No, Hutch. This is far enough for one night.
All right. I'll call you tomorrow.
No, don't call me.
Why not?
I'll call you.
All right.
Good night.
Good night, Ellie.
Good night, brother.
Yeah, good night.
I'll call you tomorrow.
I'll be waiting. Okay, Jeanette.
Now that the lady has gone, you're not ashamed to sit up in front with the chauffeur, huh?
Get going.
Tell me something, will you, Hutch? I'll admit she's a picture. I can't take that away from her. But what do you need a dame like that? A lush worker, a thief.
She's got a certain charm, Ginger.
What do you mean charm? What charm?
It's there. She's a beauty. She's bright. With that, being a thief, there's a certain magnetism about her.
Couldn't you pick a nicer girl?
She's just the kind of girl I want. Knows her way around. She won't shock easy.
You figuring to take her on the inside?
No, but she's around enough. She's bound to hear a few things.
Oh, she's going to be around a lot, huh?
Enough.
Listen, you've got no time for romance. There's a shipment coming in Tuesday. There's plenty of work to be done. We've got to get it off the boat. We've got to get it moving, et cetera.
You let me do the managing, Ginger.
It ain't getting done very well.
Don't get so critical, Ginger. You've got a big enough job of your own to handle. Now go on, get me home. It's nearly 5 in the morning. I've got to get some sleep tonight.
And once again, we hear from tonight's narrator, Superintendent of Police, Joseph L. Schering of New Orleans.
About 10 o'clock on the following Monday night, the policewoman Ellie Lee boarded the Jackson Avenue ferry across the Mississippi in order to meet Sergeant Gervais and Agent Sampson.
Excuse me, have you got the time?
What time is it, Art?
10 past 10.
Thank you.
How's it going, Ellie?
I think they're expecting delivery on a load tomorrow night. I don't know where or when.
Off a boat, do you think?
No idea.
Okay, that helps. Good work, Ellie.
Don't press your luck now. Just keep your ears open. Don't ask them too many questions.
Okay. Well, it's funny. Hutch doesn't seem like too bad a guy.
Don't kid yourself. He's a bum in the worst racket there is. If he thinks anybody's crossing him, you'll know whether he's a bad guy or not. Okay, you better move now.
It's a good idea.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing's the matter.
Okay, get going.
Thanks. Thanks for the information.
She's all right, huh, Art?
Yeah, she sure is. She's a good cop.
Tomorrow night. What do you think, by land or sea?
Well, my guess is it's coming in on a boat. That's how we think they've been getting it. Let's check the list and see what docks tomorrow.
Okay.
There couldn't be more than one or two ships coming in. You know, we got lots of cases where a big-time smuggler signs on as a deckhand.
What about giving all the ships a dock tomorrow a thorough shakedown?
That might get us our smuggler all right, Pete, but we want Hutch and his crowd that much more. Hutch is the kingpin in a lousy racket. And we don't get Hutch if we nail the smuggler aboard ship. We got to catch him making a meet with Hutch. It's the only way. Otherwise, he'll just find other guys to bring in the stuff.
Yeah, I see.
Gee, the lights on the river at night sure are pretty, aren't they, Pete?
Yeah, they sure are.
Is Hutch in there?
I don't know. I didn't see him come in.
I'll take a look. Hutch, are you... Hello, Ginger.
Come on in, Ellie.
Where's Hutch?
Out someplace.
Where?
On business.
Oh.
You've been out on business, too, haven't you?
What do you mean?
Didn't I see you an hour ago on the Jackson Avenue ferry?
Did you?
I must have. I followed you there.
And you saw me.
What were you doing on the Jackson Avenue ferry?
I took the boat ride to jump over the side, but I didn't have the guts.
Is that so?
This could lead to quite a discussion.
And it's gonna.
Not in the mood for a discussion, so let's forget the whole thing. Going out to the bar for a drink.
No, you're not.
Get your filthy hands off me.
Who are those guys you were talking
Get
to?
Your hands
Who
off me.
Who are they, cops?
Let me go.
Sit down.
No.
I said sit down. What are you doing? You working for the law?
Go.
How much did you sell out for, you dumb, lousy tomato? I didn't trust you from the minute I set eyes on you. Hutch thinks he's so smart. Well, you see what happens when he finds out. He had a go for you. Big him.
Let me out of here.
Sit down, Era. Now sit in that chair. I'll slam you so hard you'll never wake up.
All right. Yeah.
Just sit there until I answer the phone. Hello.
Ginger?
Yeah, Hutch, listen.
You listen to me.
Hutch.
You have been moved up to tonight.
Hutch,
I got
Ellie.
No time to talk about it. I want to get this thing through before daylight. Meet me at the cabin in an hour.
Hutch. Hello, Hutch. All right, sister. You and me are going for a ride.
Where?
Out to a cabin on Lake Bourne.
I don't want to go. Where's Hutch?
Sit still there. Hutch will be there. Don't be so anxious to see Hutch. What do you think's going to happen to you when he finds out you pal around with cops? He don't like being made a chump of, you know. Now, get up and walk out that door.
Sergeant Gervais.
Cooper, Sergeant.
Yes, Ed?
Ginger and Ellie left the joint a little while ago. He took her in the car and they drove out over the bridge.
To where?
Well, that's what I'd like to know. We lost them.
All right, Ed. Stick with it. We must be coming down to the wire. I'll get hold of Art Sampson and the narcotics men. Check with me in 10 minutes.
Go on, sister, walk.
Can't see where I'm going.
I can see where you're going. Just walk.
Why did you put your hands on me?
Huh. Now you're untouchable.
To you, I am.
You'll be untouchable, all right, when we get through with you. Dump you out here in this swamp, and that's all, sister. Here we are. Nice little cabin, isn't it? Nice and isolated. But we keep a good heavy lock on it. We're afraid of thieves. You should always look out for thieves. All right, get inside.
Yeah, okay.
Now over there and sit down.
Can't sit.
Don't worry about it. There's a chair. Now sit down right here. Make yourself good and comfortable while I light the lantern. I like lanterns. Nice and old-fashioned. What's the matter? Why don't you say something?
I don't feel very conversational.
Well, I do, sister. So we'll talk, huh? How do you like the cabin? Not much in the way of modern stuff, but it's comfortable. And away from people. Sometimes you want to be away from people, don't you?
Sometimes.
For instance, when Hutch gets here and finds out you've been on such nice terms with cops, he'll want to be away from people. Because what he's going to do to you, people shouldn't know about.
You've got some bad information someplace. I didn't talk to any cops.
What were they then, bookmakers?
Leave me alone.
You'll get left alone. You'll get left good and alone.
Please.
Good and alone. Hey, don't touch that lantern.
Get away.
Put that lantern down.
You come one step near and you'll get it across the head. I swear you'll get it across the head.
Put it down. What do you want to do, burn up the joint?
Don't come any closer.
All right, sister. You win. I'll be a good girl.
Give me that. I'll give it to you.
What, you little...
No.
But you did. You're burning the joint up.
You'll do some more, too.
Here. Don't scratch me, you little devil. You... kill you right here, right now.
Let me go.
I'll let you go. I'll kill you.
No, please.
Hold still.
No, my dress.
That's the least of your worries. Look at the joint. Oh, to kill you and let you burn up it.
What's going on here?
Hutch, help me.
Ginger, let her go.
Hutch, you know what she's doing?
Let her go.
Hutch.
Let her go.
But Hutch.
All right.
Hutch, no, don't. Hutch.
Oh, no.
What was he trying to do? Why'd he bring you here?
I don't know. He said you wanted to see me. When we got here, he tried to get fresh.
He never could stay in his own territory and anything. It was coming to him sooner or later. Come on, baby, let's get out of here. The whole place will be in flames another minute.
You gonna leave him like that?
Nothing will help him now. And who wants to? Come on.
Yeah, all right.
All right, hurry now. Car's this way.
All right.
Hello, Pete. Any word from her?
No, Samson, nothing.
I think she's in trouble.
I don't know. I got men planted at Hutch's place, her place, the joint, everywhere. Not a sign.
Well, I guess all we can do is just...
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Sergeant Gervais.
Hello, Sergeant Cooper.
Any sign of them, Ed?
I think I got bad news, Sergeant.
What is it?
Well, there was a report of a cabin on fire out at Lake Bourne.
Yeah?
The officers who went to the scene found a car nearby. Ginger's car.
Any sign of Ellie or Ginger?
Well, there was at least one body in the cabin, Sergeant. They can't tell who it is, man, woman, or what.
Where are you, Ed?
Fifth Precinct Station.
All right, stay there. Art Sampson and I'll be right over.
You feel all right now, Ellie?
Yeah, I think so. Much better.
Don't you worry about Ginger. If it wasn't over this, he would have gotten it over something else. Look, Ellie.
Yes?
I'm on the spot. Ginger and I had a business deal on. It would have taken both of us. We were supposed to meet a guy in exactly 40 minutes from now.
At the cabin?
No, someplace else. Every time we have one of these deals, we meet first at the cabin just to make sure we're not being tailed. You know what kind of business I'm really in, don't you, Ellie?
I've got a good idea.
Look, Ellie, will you help me?
What do I have to do?
Just go to church.
To church?
Yeah. You go to a pew that I show you. You sit down next to a man I tell you about. You give him a package. He'll give you a package.
What's in the package?
In the one you give him is money. Lots of it.
I can guess what's in the other.
You game?
Sure. Why not? But I can't go to church with my clothes half ripped off me.
No, I guess you can't.
You want to stop by my place for a minute? It'll take me no time to change.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll stop by your place, then we'll go to church.
And now, Gangbusters.
All right, Ellie. Wait here.
Yeah.
See that man there?
Hmm?
Man in the second to the last pew right near the aisle?
With the brown suit?
Yeah. Go sit down next to him. Tell him you're from Hutch. He'll give you his package. You give him this one.
All right.
What's the matter?
You'd think you could find a better place to do this.
This is the best. When you make a change, come right back here. Go on.
Yeah. Excuse me. May I sit there?
Sit right down.
Thanks. I'm from Hutch.
Take it.
Here's yours.
Yeah. Go on now. Get going.
All right. Excuse me. Got it, Hutch. Here it is.
You hold it. Go on outside. I'll get the door.
All right.
Go on, Ellie. Now I'll take the package.
Here, gives me the creeps.
Gives me a good living. Now, straight down the steps and walk to the car.
All right.
You, wait!
Ellie, cops!
Oh, my!
Come on, back into the church.
Stop where you are.
They're up there, too. Here, take the package.
No, I don't want it. It's your baby, Hutch.
Ellie, you're with them.
Good guess,
why,
Hutch.
You crummy little...
Hutch, give me that thing.
I'll kill her! I'll kill her! Let me go! Get your hands off of me! I'll kill her!
Watch out! There. I got him!
Let me up, you lousy runt!
Here's a little more for you.
That'll hold him.
Yeah, I guess it will.
Hey, the other one, inside.
He's being taken care of. We're a little worried about you, Ellie.
I was a little worried about myself. Ginger found out who I was, but Hutch shot him before he could say a word.
Yeah, that's the way we figured it. How'd you get him to take you by the house? If he hadn't have done that, we never would have picked up the trail again.
My dress was torn. I told him I wanted to change it. Oh, is everything all right? Have you got the evidence you need?
We've got more than we need. Hutch isn't going to see the light of day again, except through bars.
And that, Gangbusters listeners, was how this case came to a close on the steps of a New Orleans church. Hutch was tried in a Louisiana court for manslaughter and convicted. He also pleaded guilty to Harrison Act charges in federal court and received an additional sentence. Right now, it appears as if he'll never again be a free man.
Well, thank you, Superintendent Joseph L. Schering, for this most enlightening case history. Tonight's Gangbusters case was dramatized by Stanley Niss and directed by George Zachary, with Barbara Weeks, Wendell Holmes, and Ralph Bell in leading roles. Roger Foster speaking.